Welcome to Style Scoops, the show where we dig into the minds shaping culture, creativity, and personal evolution. Today, we are joined by none other than Rich Mulholland, international speaker, founder of Missing Link, and author of thought-provoking books like Legacide and Here Be Dragons. You're known for challenging conventional thinking. What's one common belief about the success that you think people need to unlearn?
Yeah, so I think that we need to unlearn that success is a byproduct only of what we do between 9 to 5. We have been completely terrible about ignoring the other 16 hours that exist in a day. And almost all of our success is determined during working hours. I think this puts too much pressure on us and actually stops us from living our full lives. I believe that we need to be 360 degrees or at least 24-hour lives, and our success should be measured on the integration of all of those things. Now, I'm not necessarily saying work-life balance. What I'm saying is that I think that we should be as obsessed with what we do after five as we are with what we do before it.
Your work emphasizes the power of great presentations. What's the biggest mistake people make when trying to communicate their ideas?
Okay, so there's so many mistakes people make. I think the first thing, and there's a nuance here, is people want to get on and tell their story. Now, this seems like a good idea. In theory, people love stories, but what people don't love is other people's stories. They like their own. And so we become a little bit too obsessed about what matters to us and not obsessed enough about what matters to the audience. So that would be one thing. The next thing, and it sounds almost too simple to say, but that people put no thought into the structure and planning of their narrative. A presentation with a good structure delivered by a poor speaker will be better than a presentation with a bad structure or no structure delivered by a good one. So there are a number of different narrative flows that people can have. If they took a very basic one, ours is simple. Give them a reason to care, give them a reason to believe, tell them what they need to know, and tell them what they need to do. If they took something like that, every story or every presentation will naturally guide the audience towards where you want to get them. And I think that leads me to the third problem, is that most presentations don't have a natural bias to action. They think it's about sharing information as opposed to changing the humans in front of you. And if we start with the end in mind, what action do I want them to do after they leave the presentation room? I think at that point, you'll be off to the races.
You balance running a business, writing books, and speaking globally. How do you stay energized and avoid burnout?
I don't think I have an interesting answer for this question other than exercise, meditation, you know, journaling, all the standard things that people do to try to keep their mind on track. I have a lot of recreational obsessions. So the time that I spend when I do get my own time, you know, I want to be on an electric skateboard. I want to be playing board games. I want to be riding my motorcycle and having things to look forward to, having things to switch over to, as opposed to things, you know, just switching off. These things just keep me going and they keep the wheel turning.
In Legacide, you talk about businesses holding on to updated practices. What's one updated habit people should drop in their personal lives?
I'm not sure about an outdated habit that people should drop. I think that we should be more focused on the habits that we start and the functional ones that we do. It's a tricky one. In business, it's easy because in business, innovation doesn't happen when you start doing something old. It happens when you start doing something new. I guess to some degree, this would be true to people as well, in that what we need to let go of, and I wouldn't say it's a habit, but I think we need to let go of our past successes. We need to understand that what we did yesterday is not going to make us relevant tomorrow. And the reason this is difficult is when somebody tries to tell us this, we think they're telling us that we were wrong, but they're not telling us we were wrong. They're telling us that we may no longer be right. And we need to be willing to do that. We need to be willing to no longer be correct. If we can let go of this idea that because we were successful in the past, we have the recipe for success in the future, I think we'll be in the right frame of mind.
If you could give one piece of advice for someone looking to make a bold change in their career or lifestyle, what would it be?
Well, the biggest single change you can make in your lifestyle is to start investing. And it's not too late. No matter where you are in your life, buy an ETF, take 10% of your income and put it into some form of investment. If you're younger, the sooner that you can start doing it, obviously, the better it is. It's one of the most important things that I wish I'd known, certainly. And I only started investing relatively late. I've invested in other businesses, but only kind of traditional investing later. And I wish people would embrace it a lot more and a lot better. So that's certainly one thing that would make an absolute impact in their lifestyle. Obviously, the usual suspects as well. I wish we could become less connected to our devices and more connected to humans.
That's a wrap on the eye-opening chat with Rich Mulholland. From breaking free of legacy thinking to owning the stage, literally and figuratively, Rich reminded us that bold moves begin with bold questions.